make a stash. New car caviar, four-star daydream. Think of buying me a football team.
Welcome to the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only Cabs Radio. Strictly talking hockey. Got any questions, comments, concerns, whatever you got, give us a call, 204-269-8636. That is 204-269-UMFM.
Been gone too long for you in terms of not rumoring your lines.
Stuttering.
Welcome everybody to the Hockey Show here on 101.5. Happy to have you along here on a Thursday evening. Big events going on tonight.
All sorts of stuff.
Big events going on tonight. If you want to be part of that, we'll tell you how to get into that, because there's a big concert you can go to for free.
For a good cause.
Little asterisk there, but for free.
For free and a good cause.
And a good cause. Let's start, though, with the song that we're playing, because it's a big big event. Happens every year for us, known as Pledgerama.
Tis the season here.
If you haven't heard of it, we're going to explain it to you right now in terms of what goes on. Basically, you give us money. We use your money to do awesome things.
To stay on the air.
No, it's actually good. There's actually things that they have identified this year specifically that they want to do with the money. Yeah. So some very specifics in terms of doing this. This is year number 7 of us doing Pledgerama. For those that aren't aware, year number 7.
Lucky number 7.
We appreciate your financial support. I'm going to fade out Pink Floyd here.
Fade out some money.
We appreciate your support. We appreciate all of the love that you give us in terms of showing us just how much you appreciate us by pledging towards us. I mean, that's a big thing for us. It's not without, doesn't go without notice around here. We certainly want to thank everybody who's done it in the past. We're hoping that you'll continue to do so in the future in terms of both supporting us with your listenership and perhaps a little bit of financial help.
Yep.
But in saying that, 100% of the funds this year for Pledgerama are going towards 2 new projects that have been identified by the board of directors and the management as vitally important for us to make some difference in the world.
Yeah.
The first, we're going to digitally transform our music library from CDs into digital copies.
We got a lot of CDs.
There's a lot of music around here. Reason for that, space is at a premium. We understand that. We got to make sure that we hit clear some room up in our studio, in our bullpen area. And the reason for that simply is that all of the submissions that our program director, Michael Elves, gets now usually come in electronic form.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than sitting on all of these dusty old CDs that really aren't doing anything, we're going to see if we can put it into a digital format and get everything going so that people can simply select songs they want to the digital library and away they go. So that's the first step.
There you go. Easy.
It's going to require a little bit of hardware in terms of computers, obviously. It's going to require a little bit of time and effort. Probably have to pay somebody to do it because it's going to require a lot of work, but that's why we're asking for a little bit of money.
That's where you come in.
Second thing, though, is a little bit more community-based in that we are going to look at a cost-effective way of putting UMFM listening stations all over the U of M campus. In that, if you're, say, sitting in a common area, whether it be like a cafeteria area or possibly a study area, one of the study areas in one of the campus buildings around here, there will be an option or there will be a device playing UMFM at a reasonable level. That's not going to...
In certain areas, it'll be at a reasonable level.
We'll see what
other
we can
areas
do.
It's going to be blasting.
But we can bring UMFM all across the campus through hallways and through lounges and through study areas and all that kind of stuff, basically giving everybody an opportunity to hear not only our programming, but a lot of the events, a lot of the PSAs that we do, a lot of the commercials for some of the businesses that we support, and certainly the businesses on campus that we support. All of that is going to be done by basically putting these small devices into the campus buildings so that we can reach more people and reach more of our students.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of buildings around here that probably don't get us.
Absolutely, in terms of what's going on. We also realize that perhaps there's not people that... There may be people working or studying right now at the university that don't even know we exist.
There's probably a lot of them.
And that's the thing. We should be a little bit more prominent on our own campus. So that's the idea behind that in terms of getting it going. You may notice that some of the money's already been spent from last year that we had. I don't know if anybody's been on it lately, but umfm.com looks brand spanking new.
Ooh.
Why? Because GM Jared invested a lot of time and effort with a couple of web designers and got everything that he wanted in terms of getting things going. Our new website is shiny. It's nice. It's fast. It's got a great new audio player on it as well. So if you're listening through the internet right now, you might be listening to that. Feedback is great. Let us know how you like it. If you have feedback for us, let us know. You can always send it in. Send it to jared@umfm.com. Jared is always willing to hear your thoughts on all of our new stuff, on our website, on our audio player, on all that stuff. But it's a good way to get everything going. Secondly, it's mobile. The website on your mobile device, on your phone, on your tablet looks fantastic.
Nice.
Way better than the last one did.
It's like the Ferrari of...
I wouldn't say it's a Ferrari at this point. It's more like we went from like a Volvo up to an Audi.
I'll take it. I like Volvos. I like Volvos, but...
It's a good shift upwards. Yeah. We went from Swedish-made to German-made. I don't know if that's actually true. I don't know who's making our website, but... That's the set here. Looking at this though, we're asking for this money. $36,000 is the goal. We're asking for this money simply because we use it every year to identify capital improvements that we want to do for the station, and that's what it goes towards. Mm-hmm. We realize that the money we take in from students, from staff that work here in terms of paying their radio fees, that all goes towards paying our license, paying our transmission license in terms of CRTC, paying all sorts of stuff in terms of bills, you know, all that kind of stuff, keeping things on the air, keeping things rolling. We're not worried about that stuff. What we want to do is improve and get better for our listenership, and that's where you come in. So we're not going to lie to you. As part of the community, as part of a community-based radio station, we appreciate the fact that people are willing to throw some money at us to help us get out there. But we're doing it because, not for us, but for our listeners as well.
For us to be better for you.
Right. Yeah. And if we sound better, if we do better, and again, we can look at some of the stuff that's happened in the past. We talked about the website last year in terms of being redesigned. We've got the brand new website up. We've done the transmitter that's downtown, that's on top of the Richardson building. We digitize that. We have no more analog, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. That's fantastic. That means if anything happens, we can now get into it. Jared doesn't have to leave his house. GM Jared doesn't have to leave his house during a torrential downpour or a blizzard to turn on the automation if something happens where we go off the air. It's fantastic.
What a lucky guy.
We've invested in some remote units, which we use for broadcasting Bison Wims Hockey, the hockey show in remote locations. We did it in Shiloh when we were there in terms of doing the Boston Bruins. We did it in Kenora for Hockey Day in Canada. That was fantastic.
Good time.
We've done a lot of stuff that way as well. So a lot of the money is going into making this radio station better and more accessible to not only us, but the community as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's where we come from in terms of getting everything going.
Yeah.
Now, your money will get you some stuff, too.
It's not, you're not just giving us money. You're getting something back.
We're going to give you some stuff if you want. And you probably do want some of this stuff.
You still do tax return.
You can do the tax returns. If you're a little worried about the tax man getting his greasy hands all over your money.
Donations.
All over your money at the end of the year during tax season. You can throw some money in us and say, give me the tax receipt. I want to show the donation to my accountant so that the government doesn't take more from me.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Totally fine.
100%. We're on your side on that one.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you know what, I want something a little bit more material, a little bit more physical to hold on to.
I'm a material girl.
Let's take a look at this because there's a bunch of cool stuff going on.
Nice.
Get your friends and benefits card. 30 local businesses covered. All of them are pretty good. They all like to chip in and help UMFM.
Great discounts.
Great discounts at some of the stuff. I know the Johnny Sticky Buns I've used a couple times. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I drive by there often.
It is good.
I got to stop.
It is good. So you get the Friends Benefits card at any pledge level, which is super huge. It helps you save a bunch of money in terms of getting stuff going. If you want to get a couple of sweet metal pins... You see the pins walking around, people's jean jackets, people's jackets, hats, whatever.
Pins are back.
We have two UMFM enamel pins this year to offer up.
Wow. Pins are making a comeback, so get your pins.
You can use it to hold notes on your bulletin board if you really don't like to wear the pins. Like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, just pins. There's so many things you can do with pins.
We get more requests than anything else every Pledgerama for a coffee mug. This year we have another coffee mug that's available, a different style. It's got a brand new logo on it in terms of the UMFM logo that's being used for Pledgerama. But in saying that, coffee mug's available for you as well.
I would say 90% of people drink coffee, so coffee mugs are...
Let's be honest, it might be more like 99%.
99%, okay. I've only recently become a coffee... I mean, it's been a couple of years.
Really?
Yeah, probably about 3 years ago I started
drinking
coffee.
On this stuff. It's fantastic.
I see my mistakes.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, exactly.
I see my mistakes that I've made in the past.
You now know what's going on with that.
Coffee makes me alive.
So that's part of the setup in terms of getting everything going. For the higher levels now, here's some of the stuff you get for the higher levels. This is like $50 and up. $50 is going to be a key number. Remember that, because we're going to talk about that in a second as well. Mm-hmm. UMFM hot sauce this year.
Ooh.
We're getting spicy here,
folks.
I
like hot sauce.
In collaboration with our friend Patrick, who works at 1882 Fruit-Based Hot Sauce, they've come up with a specific and only available during Pledge-O-Rama flavor called Radioactive Electric Blue. It's not actually blue in color, but the logo is. Yeah. The label is, sorry. But this hot sauce combines locally grown Saskatoons with piri-piri peppers. Okay. It's like a sweet and spicy hot sauce all at once. It's all organic. There's no pesticides, no none of that stuff in it. It's all organic. And you'll get a bottle of that if you pledge at the $50 level.
Wow. I need myself some hot sauce.
So we'll throw that in for you.
Need 50
bucks. Not a big deal, right? Not a big deal. You get that in, get that. It's fantastic. You get the mug if you're going to throw in for that. You're going to get, you know, all the, you can select the enamel, but whatever.
Yeah.
T-shirts. We get a lot of requests for t-shirts. And this year there's two different types of t-shirts with two different logos.
Wow.
So the t-shirts, one's a 3/4 sleeve baseball tee. It's gray and with black sleeves.
Nice.
Has the UMFM logo on it. Artwork done by Kevin Mazden.
That guy.
Anyway, he's fantastic in terms of, like, that logo is being used everywhere. It's on my page right now, on the Hockey Blog account and everything. It's fantastic in terms of it. And the other one is a classic black tee featuring the 20th anniversary logo for UMFM.
Nice.
So you can pick those up.
20 years.
$101.5, $101.50. Gets you a t-shirt, gets you all the stuff we listed off
already.
Gets
you one t-shirt. You get to pick which
one. Want to go a little bit of a step up? The UMFM hat is out now. The ball cap. I have one that I put a patch on a couple years ago, or last year.
It's a knockoff.
It's a little bit of a build your own, do it yourself.
It looks good.
UMFM hat, though, will have, it's a snapback, which, okay, whatever.
Snapbacks aren't bad.
Charcoal gray, though, with the 20th anniversary logo on it.
Nice.
It actually looks fairly good. Like, if you want to go and see it.
Is it a curved brim or a flat brim? Does it cover?
Right now it's flat brimmed, but you can curve it up if you want.
I'm okay with flat brim.
If you want to see, if you're curious about what these look like as well, go to umfm.com/donate/incentives if you want to see all this stuff, by the way, that I'm talking about. Finally, there's a new UMFM hooded sweatshirt that'll come out at the $250 level as well. $250 will also get you everything that we've mentioned before that. So big stuff in terms of getting everything going. Now, in saying that, there's also some other stuff. Other stuff.
I like other stuff.
So if you throw some money in at $75, okay?
Just some.
$75.
Just some money.
You'll be entered into the Daily Half Pints prize pack, which comes with a Half Pints, obviously Half Pints Brewery. Mm-hmm. Half Pints giving us a bunch of swag to give away.
Now I'm thirsty.
Also puts you into the grand prize draw at the end of Pledge-O-Rama for a private brewery tour and a tasting event for you and up to 20 friends, which will also give you, at the end of the tasting event, a gift certificate for a keg of your choice.
Sweet. I've actually been on that tour, and it's pretty sweet.
Yeah?
You get to taste a lot of beer.
See, that's what everybody likes.
A lot of beer.
That's what everybody likes.
They give you a little glass, and you just chug a lot of beer.
So say you want the t-shirts, you go with $101.50. You're not only entered in the Half Pints prize pack now, draw, in terms of all that stuff's going on, but you'll also be entered to win one of four Big Fun Festival passes.
Ooh.
It's Big Fun Festival, one of the main festivals happening here in the city. Great music festival. UMFM's always a sponsor of that. We've got four passes to give away. You'll be entered in to win one of the four that we have at the end of the
pledge. There's usually a lot of good local bands.
Fantastic local bands, in terms of the way they get set up. $150, if you're going to donate at that prize level, or that donation level. $150 will get you an entry into one of our now famous Golden Ticket contests.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
You can legitimately win tickets to every single concert or presentation or whatever they're putting on at the following places. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
The Park Theater. So this is, your Golden Ticket allows you into entrance into one of these places anytime you want, basically.
Just one place?
Just one place. The Park Theater.
Great bands come there.
West End Cultural Center.
Also good bands.
Pyramid Cabaret.
Not bad.
They've had some pretty big bands.
Yeah,
Actually, Sloan played there earlier this year. USS is going to be there later next month, in November. So that's a chance for you to use the golden ticket to go see them.
Yeah.
If you want to go see
them. My brother-in-law saw someone there, a pretty big band, but I can't remember the name of them.
There's been some big people at the Pyramid Cabaret. The Goodwill Social Club.
Yeah.
The Handsome Daughter. Jazz Winnipeg, which is always a monster event. And the Winnipeg Folk Fest.
Ooh.
Your golden ticket
can get you,
could
into, the
get
folk
you
fest.
Into the Folk Fest this year.
Is that just the Folk Fest or all Folk Fest?
It won't. I don't think it gets you into the main stage, but it'll get you into all the extras, from what I understand.
Okay.
Because main stage is always their big money makers.
Yeah.
But if you go with the $250, you get three entries into each one of those options.
Ooh. So you can win three different times?
You could win tickets. You could win the golden ticket to, say, the West End Cultural Center, the Goodwill Social Club, and the Folk Fest, and just be, like, concert out by the end of, January.
Concert overdose.
Yeah. It'll just be nuts. Next summer, you'll have no nights off. That's how you look at it.
I mean, like, if you say you pick a venue like the Park Theater, it pretty much has a concert or an event every night.
Exactly.
So, like, yeah, that would be awesome.
That's some pretty good prizes on that in terms of everything that's getting going. Yeah. On top of all of this now, there are individual show incentives that you can get there. All the shows have different stuff.
Just pile it on.
All the shows have different stuff. But if you call in, you want to talk to one of the great people here at UMFM about doing a pledge, and you pledge $50 or more to the hockey show. This is key. $50 or more to the hockey show. It will get you into a draw for one of the following prizes that we're giving away as part of the pledge packages. First set of prizes. It's called Host the Show.
Host.
Legitimately, it is what it is.
We just step back and let you do the work.
You will sit in as a featured host with both Beans and myself and debate all things hockey on a date of your choosing. And there's going to be two of those. Two of those will be given away for anybody who donates 50 or more. During this week or next week, in terms of when it actually runs, because it runs all the way through to next Friday. The only catch on that, you have to use it before the next calendar year, the end of the next calendar year, which means basically before next year's pledge round.
Sounds fair.
So you can come on anytime you like. If the Jets win the Stanley Cup, you could be hosting the show where the Jets are celebrating their parade.
You can be the first person to host the hockey show as a Jets champion.
Exactly.
That's pretty
interesting. Prize number two. We're not just stopping at one here. Prize number two.
Deuce.
We visit you. This is where the hockey show will go on the road and support whatever and promote whatever. Hockey team, local rink, whatever you want us to do.
We use our own gas money.
Within southern Manitoba, there's a limit on this. We're not going all over the world. We don't have that kind of budget. But within southern Manitoba, we will get, and again, if there's questions about, like, well, we're up in the Interlake, we'll discuss, we'll figure something out.
Well, we'll give you a radius.
Exactly. We'll figure something out at that point. But whoever wins that, we will legitimately gather up the gear, make our way out to your local team's rink, promote your team or a team of your choosing on the show. We'll feature them all evening. We'll do our one-hour craziness. Maybe if there's a game they're playing that night, we'll call the game. We'll stick around. We'll have some fun doing that. I don't know. It depends on what's going on.
See what kind of shenanigans we can get into.
But again, there's going to be two of those. So you can either host the show, depending on when we're drawing this. You can either get the option to host the show or have us come and visit you, which would be fun. I think that would be a great way to meet a lot of good people.
Get out into some small communities maybe and meet the people.
Exactly. See everybody, talk to everybody,
shake some hands, kiss some babies.
I'm not certain we'll be allowed to kiss babies. If anything, people will probably be like, keep the babies away from those two.
Those two look sketchy.
I don't know where they're from, but let's just not.
I don't know where those mouths have been. But.
So maybe you're thinking, okay, this is great, except I live outside Manitoba. I live outside Winnipeg. I live in a place I can't get to. So we're going to offer up a prize that's specific to people who can't either get us to their rink or for them who can't get to the studio.
Specifically mountain men.
This is going to be fun. Well, I don't know about mountain men. It could be anybody, but
they're
listening to us. They got the transistor radio set up. They're
set up, ready to go.
This prize will be called Team of Your Choice. And what this does, as you may be aware, we do this little thing every year called the Survivor NHL Playoffs. Pretty big contest.
Yep.
Always some fun prizing. Always some great times. Some good people on that.
Yep.
Terry, the defending champion, is looking forward to crushing everybody again this year.
She's already confident she's winning again.
So. You know what? You got to have that confidence. Yeah. That's what it starts with confidence.
Tom had it. He won 2 years in a row.
Tom did. Tom and his Penguins won 2 years in a row. We'll see if it happens again this year. Yeah. But if options 1 and 2 don't really work for you because of distance or some other factor, we're going to give you the opportunity, if you pledge $50 or more, you will be the first phone call for NHL Survivor, and you get to pick the team of your choice.
Pick a team. No numbers picking. You get guessing.
You get to select the team that you think will go all the way to the final.
You get to pick numero uno.
So if you have a pretty good idea that, hey, the Winnipeg Jets are really good this year, I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah.
Jets are off the board. The other 15 people that will call in for the remaining teams do not get a shot at the Jets because you have selected the Jets number one overall. So basically it's like a de facto number one pick. You can have the best team that's out there, or you can take whatever team you like.
Yeah.
And nobody else gets an opportunity to select that team.
As we said before, sometimes the best team isn't always the one that's going to win.
Exactly. We've seen President's Trophy winners fall quickly in terms of the playoffs, so yeah, it doesn't really help that way. Yeah. Now, in saying that, the prizing that we do give out, the prizing that we do have at the end of the day for NHL Survivor is always more than $50. Last year, we gave a jersey, a Dallas Stars jersey, to Terry. Runner-up John got a pile of stuff, Bison shirt, Bison ball cap, book, a whole bunch of stuff. Basically, the prizes are worth more than $50 anyway, so your donation is going to get you more than $50 worth of stuff.
It'll get you the $50 that the radio station's going to give.
Well, sure, yeah.
And then it's going to give you the $50 the stuff we're offering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you want the tax receipt, it'll save you $50 on your taxes.
There you go.
But either way, you're going to get something out of it if you win.
Either way.
If you win on that.
Coming out on top.
The only catch is you have a 1 in 16 chance of winning that one. But
I'll take those odds.
But
though,
you get the best team in
you get the pick.
You get the team of your choice.
Nobody else gets to actually pick the team. They get to pick a number.
A random number and a team that's assigned to that number. So
you have the best odds.
You have good odds of getting a very good team to go deep into the playoffs with. Yeah. So again, three prizes if you donate in $50 or more coming from the hockey show. We'll host the show with us. We'll come to you in terms of we visit you. And team of your choice. If you have any questions about this, any comments about this, any hate mail about this, it's all on Hockey Blog in Canada. You can go check it out right now.
Should we give him GM Jared's?
No. Jared's got nothing to do with these show incentives. It's not, nothing to do with that.
Not the hate mail anyways.
So here's the thing. If you got nothing to do tonight.
I got stuff to do. But if you don't have anything
you know what?
To do.
I'll be there tonight because I'm working the door. So I'll be there. But UMFM is having a kickoff party and the 20th birthday party tonight. Yep. Kickoff concert and a 20th birthday party at the West End Cultural Center, 586 Ellis Avenue, from 8 till 10:30 p.m. It'll probably go a little bit later, but
I'm sure it will. It's a party.
Winnipeg band, the Windups, will be playing the main as the main band there tonight. They're going to have a couple of special guests that are coming with them. Since we didn't officially invite everybody down for cake and candles, we're doing a 20th birthday cake at...
I saw them wheeling the cake out of the station as I came.
It looks good.
I just saw the boxes. I didn't see the cake, but I saw that they were cake boxes.
Skippy cracked open a box, and they look good.
Skippy cracked open a box, and they're still cake?
Yeah. No, he laid off the cake there. So here's the thing. Tickets are $5 at the door, or you can donate at the door. If you donate, you get in for free. If you pay your $5, I'm pretty sure if you donate, you get in for free. Oh, yeah, free for pledge or Amadonas. There we are. So you can make your pledge at the door if you want to help UMFM out.
Yeah.
If you pay your $5, all the money we raise tonight, all the money we take in as part of the $5 ticket sales, all of that money is going to Girls Rock Winnipeg. Reason being, every year we usually end up with more money than we ask for. Last year, I think we ended up with $42,000 on a $35,000 ask.
Yep.
We're not going to take any money from the ticket sales tonight. All we're taking are pledges in terms of what comes in. And all of that money, all of those $5 ticket sales at the door are going to Girls Rock Winnipeg. Now you might go, what's Girls Rock Winnipeg?
I was
going
to ask you that question.
Girls Rock Winnipeg is a nonprofit organization in Manitoba. It's a fantastic nonprofit organization in Manitoba in terms of what's going on. And what they do basically is they get girls into music.
That's great.
So if you want to learn how to rock in terms of everything that's going on, Girls Rock Winnipeg is part of a global movement dedicated to empowering female, trans, two-spirit, gender non-conforming people through rock music. Girls Rock Winnipeg aims to create supportive, accepting spaces where people can come together and explore opportunities, build skills and confidence, and stand alongside strong role models. They are a phenomenal, phenomenal setup. They legitimately put people into good places and help them work through not only not only music stuff, but certainly other life stuff as well, in terms of giving people good role models to work with. That's kind of stuff that we're 100% behind here at UMFM. So like I said, it's legitimately, we're not taking any money off the ticket sales. If you want to come down and just check out the concert for $5, more than welcome to, and we'll turn that $5 over to Girls Rock Winnipeg so that they can do more.
Money's going to a good cause.
So fantastic setup that way. I really am happy about that in terms of getting it going. We're going to have some fun down at the West End Cultural Center tonight. Come on down. Check out the concert if you can. I know it's late. You're probably going, oh, it's already 6 o'clock. I don't know if I'll have time.
It's a Thursday.
But you know what? Pack up the kids, to get the babysitter over there, whatever you got to do. Come on down. Have some fun. Get some cake for free because we're having a birthday. See a concert and support Girls Rock Winnipeg because that's a fantastic option.
What kind of trouble can kids get into, really? Just leave them. Just let them go.
That's true.
Just let them go with the cake. They don't do nothing.
No, they're good.
They're good.
You're good with your kids being at home? They're old enough now?
Just put some goldfish in a bowl and put some water in a bowl and you're good to go. That's how you do it, right?
I'm pretty sure that's the solution for a dog, not a child, but
works on both fronts.
One way or the other. If you can get down there, though, come on down and get that going. So, again, we'll have some of the incentives with us as well. If you're pledging at the door, if you want to come down and pledge at the door, we'll give you stuff right off the bat. You can actually take your T-shirt and your mug and whatever else you want to use. You can take all that stuff with you, and it'll be right there for you. But if you're going to wait and you want to do it later in the week or next week, by all means, don't hesitate to call. There's going to be a special number set up for that. I'm just trying to see if we got the number.
People waiting to answer those calls?
204-474-6610 will be the number. 204-474-6610. You can pledge online via our new website, done securely through a credit card. We have a 128-bit encryption website that'll allow you to go on. There's no chance of anybody, you know, taking your money or anything like that in terms of sketchy people on behind the
scenes.
We'll
take your money, but not
Jared. Well, Jared and Michael are the only ones with access to that side of it, so they'll make sure that things are done properly. And in saying that, you can also email information back. If you have a form, you download it, you want to scan it back in and send it back with your credit card information on it, you can do that as well. Send all emails to pledge@umfm.com. And of course, if you see one of the hosts or show hosts, we're not against taking money.
And it will come back to station.
And it does come back to the station, yes. Yeah, that's the important part. But in saying all that, we really hope that everybody contributes again this year. We can't say thanks enough for all the past support that we've got and certainly going in the future. You know, your listenership, everything that you do to make us better and or greater.
Yeah.
That's the important side of it. Even if it's only $5, even if it's only, you know, a pocket full of change that you have that you can donate that you want to get rid of. More than enough. We will accept that. We are happy to take whatever you can possibly afford. Don't go into debt for us, but if you can cough up a couple of bucks and help us out, we're more than accepting, and we will definitely be gracious.
And if you're unable to and you can't swing it, you know what? We just appreciate that you listen to us and support us.
Yeah. And if you're enjoying the content, don't forget that we want to come out and meet you guys. We want to come out and see you guys. There's opportunities to book the hockey show at a rink if you can't afford the $50 donation. I understand that, you know, times are tough, especially kids back in school. Yep. Got all sorts of stuff going on. Hockey starting up. Got a cost for that in terms of paying hockey fees and everything like that.
Sure.
I get that sometimes money just can't be stretched any further.
Yeah.
But if you want to book the hockey show, by all means, give a call to the radio station here during the day. Jared and Michael can set something up for you. We can come out and help you support.
Yeah.
Help.
We're always happy to go out and support.
Meet anybody, do anything. Yeah. So that's super fun for us. So. With that, we're going to take a quick break for the legal ID. It's literally just 6 seconds or 8 seconds long. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
We're not even going to turn off the mics. We're just going to go.
Quick. It's a quickie.
Let's get this underway. Here's the legal ID. It's midway through the show. We'll come back. We'll do a little hockey talk after this, get everything going for the hockey side of it. Here on the Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM.
Hi, I'm Nardwuar Human Serviette, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
All right.
Nardwuar.
You know what? Ever since he got sick there for he hasn't really been as prominent in terms of the way he used to do stuff. But dude's a talent.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's a voice and a half.
Dude's a talent. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the hockey side of stuff. Jets in Nashville tonight. Jets playing the team that won the Central Division last year.
And all sorts of other things,
and
too.
Decided to commemorate it with banners.
All sorts of banners.
As they
free banner.
Exactly. As they dragged up the President's Trophy banner totally acceptable.
Which explains a lot.
You won. You were the best team in the regular season. You got hardware for it.
You won the
your team.
Trophy.
Your team gets a bonus in terms of money that's paid out. That deserves a bit of a banner.
I support that.
A little bit redundant would be the Central Division champions. If you won the President's Trophy, chances are you won your division.
Chances are strong, yeah.
But you still did okay, and you can put that one up, I guess. I mean, that's an accomplishment. No, that's an accomplishment.
I don't think that one works.
That's an accomplishment on its own. We'll let that go just because, hey, you know what?
Central is the toughest division.
Right, you had to win the division in order to win the President's Trophy. It kind of one leads to the other.
Still redundant, but we'll, yeah.
A little bit redundant, but... It's the third banner that I'm not sure anybody really needs to see, and I'm not certain that the Nashville Predators need to put up, and I'm pretty certain that they should be mocked until it comes down, because winning the Western Conference champion regular season banner is nothing. Nobody even looks at, like, they used to give out, and again, I'll sport this.
Yeah.
They used to give out the Clarence S. Campbell Trophy to the winner of the Western Conference in the playoffs. So you could put up, oh yeah, Clarence S. Campbell Trophy winner last year.
Makes
no
sense.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Winning the Western Conference in the regular season, you get nothing for it. Not only nothing, but you get mocked for it. You already won the Central Division. We already understand you're a good team.
Yeah.
You already won the President's Trophy. We understand you are the best team in the NHL.
The best team in the regular
winning season. The regular season Western Conference Championship is not even a thing, and you've already said it twice with those other two banners.
It's not a thing anymore. It's not a thing.
Now, in their defense, and I'll say this only because it's happened before, in their defense, the Washington Capitals, this is your Stanley Cup champion, has a banner hanging in their arena that reads, Regular Season Eastern Conference Champions 2010-2011. That sits right beside their Southeast Division Champions 2010-2011 banner. Okay.
Teams have done in the past.
Hold on. The Detroit Red Wings put up their 2003-2004 President's Trophy banner, and beside it, put up their 2003-2004 Western Conference regular season champion banner. And I get that Nashville and Detroit have had a long rivalry. Like those two teams like to play each other.
Yeah.
But don't be Detroit. San Jose's done a Western Conference regular season champion. Dallas Stars has done a Western Conference regular season champion banner. These are all nonsense banners, yeah. People.
We're pretty much every team's going to raise a banner at the end, at the beginning of every season for a participation banner.
Made the playoffs banner.
Just a participation banner.
Drafted first overall banner.
You played. Oh, Edmonton's loaded those rafters up. Man, they're going to. Right beside Gretzky, I drafted first overall in every year.
Signed a free agent banner.
They're just going to, just teams that you're going to reinforce roofs around the NHL to hang all these damn banners.
Listen, I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
I would be embarrassed if I was a Nashville Predator to stand there and accept that banner going up into the rafters.
Not only would I be embarrassed, I wouldn't even be on. I'd be in the dressing room while they're hanging those banners. Yeah. Why? Because it doesn't mean anything. No. Like the President's Trophy,
yeah.
I'm totally for that. No problem. Central Division champion, okay, yeah. Well, I can live with that. But regular season Western Conference champion?
Well, and we talked about this before. The only thing we could think of is that it was a buy two, get one free banner.
Had to be.
Banner buying at the banner store.
Had to be.
I don't know where you buy big banners like that, but that's where the deal was.
Like, you won the Western Conference, and then you lost in the second round of the playoffs. You are not celebrating
anything. And you're not
anything.
The Western Conference champion.
No.
In the regular season,
that would be Vegas.
But you were not the Western Conference champion.
But at the regular season, at the end of the regular season, that's just a checkpoint.
Doesn't mean anything.
Hey, guess what?
Not even important.
Exactly. You got the first overall seed. Congratulations. You're the fourth team out of the playoffs.
Yeah. LA won at number 8. They didn't raise a banner.
Exactly.
They didn't get to raise a President's Trophy or Western Conference regular season champion.
If I'm the Jets tonight, I go into Nashville and I absolutely thump them simply because of that banner. I literally, every time I score, I point up at that banner and just stare at the bench. That's what I would do. Literally just, it's right there, boys.
That banner means
it's right
nothing.
There. This is why you're getting your rear ends handed to you.
I hope that happens tonight.
That would be fun.
It would.
I'm pretty certain, and I'm not going to say this because I was reading a few forums about this banner in terms of everything that's going. But at the same time, at what point do we stop celebrating mediocrity? And this is a legitimate question now. And the reason I say that is because I don't care if you're the Western Conference champion in the regular season. I don't care if you're leading the division at Christmas, and that's a banner now. I don't care if you're...
Merry Christmas, here's your banner.
Exactly. You get to hang a new one.
Yeah.
At what point do we stop handing out participation? And this goes for... I'm talking about minor sports now.
At every level.
At what point do we start teaching kids that winning and losing is important, and that participation ribbons or participation banners are absolutely garbage?
We don't... We can't always win.
But winning and losing is an important life lesson. Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. Right?
You because
can't
you
always
win,
so you have you to
win
to
with
lose.
Humility, and you got to lose with humility, yeah. And you have to learn how to deal with both.
Yeah, and one of the most important lessons in life is learning how to lose.
Exactly,
and take it on the chin, whatever you got to do. But
learning lessons from that loss, yeah. In terms of improving for the next time you have an opportunity,
yeah.
To win.
And yeah, it's an important life lesson. But nowadays, it seems like. We don't want our kids to feel hurt. It's hurting feelings.
As one person said in this forum I was reading, how long was the cup parade for winning the Western Conference?
Not very long, I would assume.
There was no cup, so I'm pretty sure there wasn't a parade.
Well, unless they had a President's Trophy parade.
But again, that's not... You're celebrating the President's Trophy, yeah. Not West winning
but
the Western Conference.
It's three not parades winning, in one.
Three redundant parades. We actually went three times as long as we should have.
It's true. They did three laps around the route. Each banner was raised at a certain point.
Oh, that's awful.
Slowly.
So, yeah, I don't know what... I don't know what's going on in Nashville. I don't know why they think that's important. I don't know why they want that to be important. But, hey, whatever happens, it happens in terms of everything that's going on. Central Division standings, though, are very tight right now. Yep. Obviously...
Two games in.
three games in for everybody, isn't it? In terms
no,
of what's going
Jets
on?
Have, oh, yeah,
Jets played
three.
Yeah, they won because they beat LA 2-1 yeah. The other night. Or last night? Last night? Two nights ago.
Yep.
But everything super tight in Chicago. Chicago leading the Western, leading the Central Division right now.
Jonathan Toews up there and scoring
two wins and one overtime loss, 5 points, slightly ahead of four teams: Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg, and Nashville, who are all 2-1. Minnesota and St. Louis winless, but they've only played two games. Yeah. Both have 1 point.
Yeah. Speaking of the Central and Nashville, news just popping up that Austin Watson's. Suspension reduced.
Yeah, the appeal that they put in for that.
Like, does that still something that we're dealing with in sports?
So here, yes, number one. Here's something, and I read an essay the other day. I'm not going to say from who or by who, just because I mean I think that should be protected in terms of who it is. But I read an essay about how this person doesn't really appreciate the hockey culture. That surrounds hockey, that it's very white male oriented, which is true. I'm not going to deny it.
Yep.
It's certainly not as open to women, minorities, you know, people of color, anything like that, as we would like to believe it. But here's the problem, though, and this is why I bring up the Austin, when you bring up the Austin Watson thing, I bring up the Slava Voynov thing because that's part of it. I bring up Semyon Varlamov, who had this against Patrick Waugh. Sports is a microcosm of society. There are always going to be outliers in terms of racism, sexism, violence towards people, not just women, but violence towards anybody. Within that microcosm, because it does represent, it's a slice of our culture as it stands today.
Mm-hmm.
And in saying that, the Austin Watson reduction of the penalty that he was supposed to serve is abhorrently, I'm going to use that word as nicely as I can.
It's a good word.
Is abhorrently short-sighted on the NHL's behalf. Now, granted, the NHL didn't make this decision.
No, arbitrator.
It was done by an arbitrator.
Arbitrator, yeah.
But this arbitrator, in terms of hearing both sides, has to look at this and go,
how do you reduce it?
I don't understand why you want this reduced when you are... Again, and whether you're found guilty or not, when the charges are still outstanding, whatever they're going to be.
You were in this situation.
You put yourself in this situation.
Yeah.
Charges were levied against you. Whether or not they've been found to be true or not, still in the air.
Yeah.
But you don't get to do your job because I'd be fired if that was the case.
Oh, for sure. Most of us would be fired.
If my boss caught wind that I had done some sort of domestic abuse, my job would legitimately be... Not only hanging by a thread, but probably that thread was cut, and I'm done.
Yeah.
We're going to part ways.
Yeah.
The problem with sports is that you play on such a prominent stage that everything's under the microscope, And I get that, again, we're talking Tom Wilson 20 games in terms of suspension. We're talking about Chris Simon, when he swung the stick, he got 20 games as well.
Yeah.
We're talking about guys that do things on a very, very prolific stage.
Yeah. Everybody's watching.
But when you get caught, you can't go, sorry, wrong place, wrong. Misunderstanding.
Yeah.
It's not a misunderstanding.
You know where you are. You know your spotlight. You're
exactly.
In.
You're representing the team. You're representing the league. You're representing yourself. You're representing future contracts. You need to be aware of what you're doing at all times.
Yep.
The same way that Hollywood actors are constantly monitoring everything that's around them.
Yeah. You always got to look over your shoulder at all times. I mean, that's just the way it is.
And I get that Austin Watson, newer to the league, not quite new, but newer to the league. Maybe that doesn't have the household name of a Ryan Johansson or a Philippe Forsberg.
No.
But he's still a major part of that team.
He's still a professional.
Yeah. At least we thought he was.
And what this reduction says is that, I wasn't that bad.
But it's the same thing with Slava Voynov when they're talking about him coming back to the NHL.
Yeah.
There is no way, if you've been found, and I get he pleaded no contest, which in 99.9% of people's view means that he's not pleading guilty, because it'd be worse if he did. He's pleading no contest in saying, you know what, I don't want to fight these charges.
Yeah, if I don't say anything, then...
If I'm quiet, then they go away.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is that we're giving them an out by reducing this or by allowing them to come back and saying, you know what, no harm, no foul. And I get that, criminals serve their time in jail. And they're supposed to come back rehabbed and be willing to reenter society.
Yeah.
But these are people that are claiming that they can't control themselves.
Yeah.
That Slava Voynov beat up his girlfriend, beat up his fiance.
Yeah.
That Austin Watson allegedly beat up his girlfriend, his wife, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And in saying that, you don't get the same, especially as a professional, where you're supposed to be a role model. And again, we can talk about Charles Barkley. I'm not a role model. You are a role model whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And that's what the problem is here, is that you now have taken that opportunity to be better than everybody else. Not better than everybody else in terms of just, swagger and arrogance, but in terms of, this is how I want to portray our team values and my values. You have taken that opportunity and you flushed it down the toilet because you did something stupid, and you don't get the same. There's no forgiveness on that part.
Yeah, and I mean, what doesn't make sense to me too is that in society, if I get caught doing something like that, I could serve time. I can go to jail.
Absolutely.
So why isn't it the same for these athletes that they do something like this and they maybe not necessarily get found guilty of doing it, but the treatment doesn't seem the same, and I just don't think that's fair.
Different strokes for different folks is how it always comes across.
And that's wrong.
It is wrong, but again, if you're going to have your sentence reduced, that, in terms of maybe whatever happened wasn't as bad as they thought, and they still get you on a lesser charge for whatever. But again, Austin Watson got his suspension reduced, which means he can come back and make millions of dollars sooner. And still hasn't faced the music for what he did.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that we talk about this as often as we do, but it is.
It's a microcosm of society. It happens in society. People get charged. People get punishment is assessed.
Yeah,
but in this case, punishment has been revoked by an arbitrator
because it wasn't that bad.
But again, I don't care what that bad means. I don't care. It's bad from the start.
You've done something.
Right.
You've done something that you're not supposed
to.
And again, I
get the fact that if you are found innocent, if the charges are dropped, if you're found innocent, if whatever happens, and you're not charged with these crimes, then go to the arbitrator and say, I want my money back.
Yeah.
You deserve the
you
money
deserve
back.
You deserve that. If you did not do anything.
Right.
Then
you deserve it back.
But until
it's the same thing that we do in terms of criminals that have been found not guilty through DNA or anything like that, in terms of coming out after a number of years in jail.
Yeah.
There is restitution paid.
Yeah.
And I get that. That should happen.
Yeah.
But if you have yet to face the music, you have no right in going back to work, especially when I wouldn't be able to go back to work to make money while I waited for my trial.
For sure. Yeah, makes sense to us, but...
Whatever. We're just two people.
We don't run this world.
So Austin Watson is. I didn't see that. I was looking
27 to 18. That's what it went down to. they dropped 9 games off that suspension.
See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, again, 27 seems like it's a long time. But what can you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just got a note here from our good friend Jason Pajak regarding participation trophies.
Ooh.
He says, I hated them. My mom loved them when we got them. But management and fans need to stop celebrating mediocrity. See?
There you go.
Three of us on the same page here.
So did Jason get a lot of participation trophies when he was growing up?
I'm certain that they probably handed them out just for showing up at some points. Yeah. But, I mean, you could be the worst team at some of these tournaments that you go to, and they're still handing out trophies like crazy.
Like, I mean, in high school, we did track and field, and you know, we go to the track and field, and I finished 7th in the 100 meter, and hey, I got a 7th place trophy or a 7th place ribbon. I got one. I don't have it with
how
me.
Many times, how many times have you handed out a 7th place medal at the Olympics?
They should start, though. Do you know how many feelings are hurt at the Olympics?
You know what? I have all the respect in the world for those guys from countries that have like no snow, and they go into the cross country skiing, and they finish like 98th overall, and they're like 70 hours behind the leader from Norway.
Yeah.
Like, everybody waits for those dudes to finish and cheers them on because it's about the competition.
That's
the spirit of the competition.
That's the trophy.
Right. That's exactly right.
That is the trophy.
Because the spirit of the competition is to support and encourage other athletes at that point. You don't have to win the medal, but the fact that you finished is the important part. And that right there, I don't care if you lose every game in the tournament. If you're getting a participation trophy for losing, no. No.
As an athlete, if they were giving out participation trophies, I would throw it in the dirt.
Again, we saw the women's hockey team, the Canadian women's hockey team, we saw one player this year take off the silver medal, and she got slapped by the IOC for that. We saw it at the World Juniors when
Elias Pettersson
took the medal off and threw it into the crowd because that wasn't the one he was coming for.
Yeah.
Again, those are people, and I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do. Don't throw it in the crowd. If you win a medal, please don't throw it into the crowd. But I get the disappointment that those people are feeling because they're there to win, not to lose.
Not to get a second or a third place.
They're there to win. And again.
Or 7th place medal.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
But again, I'm with Jason. I'm with you. No participation trophies need to end.
My kid's not going to get
Here's your participation trophy. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. If they start giving participation trophies, say my kid's in hockey.
You guys tried hard. We'll cheer you on.
I'm going to take him. If it's a 5th place game, I'm going to take him.
Fans get up during the 7th and 8th place game in the tournament, and they're cheering on both teams as they stand on the blue lines, and they're awarding players. That right there is exactly what you want. They finished the tournament. They played as hard as they could. Yes, there's always going to be a winner and loser in a game, but both teams competed hard. That's exactly their trophy at that point.
I also want a consolation championship. Consolation final. 5th place.
See, consolation I can live with. Oh, wait, hold on. Consolation I can live with, but there's no trophy for that.
No, but we got a banner.
We
got a high school basketball consolation champion banner.
No.
In provincials.
I'm okay. Like, if you lose a game and you go to the B-side or something or whatever, but there's no B-side banner.
The NHL should start doing B-side champion.
Forget it. No,
guys that don't make the playoffs, they don't have their own tournament.
We're done with that.
We're going to play by ourselves over here, and we're going to have a championship all around.
Speaking of B-sides, well, this isn't really B-side, I guess.
Not a good segue.
No, that's a terrible segue, actually.
Speaking of B-sides.
Well, not a little bit of B-side here. Men's hockey back in action this weekend. The reason I say B-side is that they went down to the NCAA to play a couple of teams down there during the conference break.
B-side?
No. We didn't win. So,
but
we showed up well. We showed up well. We played hard, and that's the key. Bison's come home this weekend. They'll have their home opener on October 12th, tomorrow night, here at Wayne Fleming Arena as the Alberta Golden Bears, now the number one ranked team in the nation.
Tough test.
The defending U Sports champion Alberta Golden Bears roll into Winnipeg and certainly do their thing.
You can't get up for that game.
In saying that, though, your Bisons are 1-1 and tied with the Bears right now in the standings.
Woo. Second place.
Tied for second. 1-1. Bisons opened their season 2 weeks ago, 28th of September. They lost 5-2 to the Calgary Dinos. Came back the next day on Saturday and won 5-3. So there's a team they're tied with. Also tied with a couple other teams in terms of what's going on with that. If you're interested, got a couple goal scorers here in terms of what went on.
Some guys scored goals.
A few guys did. Brett Stoven scored, and Devin Skoleski scored on the power play to make it 2-2. And then three goals in the third kind of sealed it for Calgary on the Friday night. But they came back on Saturday. Saturday, things went much better for the Bisons. They got off on the right foot. Devin Skoleski opened the scoring. Lucas Skrmita scored also in the first period on the power play. Brett Stoven added a power play goal in the second to put the Bisons up 3-0. Before Calgary roared back with a couple of goals in about 2 minutes, Riley Sheen had both of them. First one, even strength. Second one, power play goal. So Bisons went into the third period leading 3-2. They scored at 7:25. Brett Brooks added another. James Shearer made it 4-3, but Brett Stoven scored late to make it a 5-3 game. So good weekend for Brett Stoven.
Putting up the points early. That's good.
Yeah, solid weekend right there.
There you go.
Keaton Jameson also had a big weekend, a bunch of assists in there in terms of getting everything going, so good for him. So Bisons will return home to play the Golden Bears this weekend. If you've got some time, want to come down to the rink, by all means, get down here. You're going to see one of the best teams in the nation play one of the best teams in the nation.
Right now, up there in the nation.
Possibly one of the best teams in the nation.
Possibly.
In saying that, though, Manitoba currently, in terms of the standings, 2 points behind Mount Royal and UBC. They're both 2-0. Calgary, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba all 1-1. Regina 0-1-1 as they had an overtime loss. They sit in seventh place. And then Lethbridge lost both games to UBC last week. They're 0-2. Women's side saw a little bit of a scare this weekend. Mm. Calgary Dinos rolled in on the banner raising night, put up the first goal. Scared everybody. 5 minutes in, they're up 1-0. Before the Bisons kind of settled down, got everything going after that.
Got their legs going.
Figured it out. Figured out what they needed to do in terms of getting stuff going. Bisons are now 2-0 after winning both games this weekend, 3-1 and 4-1. Box score information. If you want a little bit of goal scoring information, Sheridan Oswald, she had a goal. Jordan Zacharias had a second goal, in the Friday night game. Lauren Keane with the third goal. Oswald's goal was a power play goal, just to give everybody a shot on that one. Zacharias had 2 points in that game. Madison Cole with her first point as a Bison on the assist on Jordan Zacharias' goal. Why is that important? Because the next night she added her first goal as a Bison.
There you go.
So fantastic work by Maddie Cole in terms of getting that going. Bisons came in the next day and they legitimately one line took over the game and didn't let up the entire time as the Kostenko, Keane and Oswald line was absolutely dominant. Kostenko scored 3 minutes in. Oswald added another one at the end of the period. Elizabeth Lang scored for Calgary in the second to make it a 2-1 game before Lauren Workington and Madison Cole with the empty netter made it a 4-1 game. In saying that, Oswald had a goal and assist. And if I'm not mistaken... I'm not mistaken. Lauren Keane had 2 assists. I was going to say, I thought she had a second assist on the Workington goal on the power play. So she did as well. So good effort from the Manitoba scorers all the way around. Elizabeth Lang, though, from Calgary, scored both goals for the Dinos this weekend. So good for her. Looks like she's going to be a good rookie to get that going as well. My mouse stopped moving here now. So Bisons are in Alberta this weekend. They're in Edmonton. Got a bit of a scare in that game with about 10 minutes to go in the game. Chelsea Court was following the puck. Puck was in near the crease, crashed into, Lauren Tereschuk. Tereschuk had to come out of the game. We got to see Aaron Fargie come in, one of the rookies.
Yep.
Aaron had a phenomenal one save performance.
Hey,
to be honest though, it looked like she made more saves than that, but maybe they weren't shots like true shots on that, like they were wide or whatever.
Yeah.
But she made a phenomenal glove save at one point, and everybody let out a big cheer as she made the first big save of her career.
There
so,
you go. Get the one out of the way.
Exactly, she was solid. We had a good time with that in terms of getting everything going as well. So, congratulations to Erin and on her first appearance at the Bisons. Talked to Lauren Tereschuk today. She said she's okay. A little bit of Advil will clear up any of the cobwebs still, but she said she's not really feeling any effects from it. So so good for her. She'll probably be in the crease tomorrow night against the Pandas in a rematch from last year's Canada West semifinal. And we'll see if Manitoba maybe can come home with a couple of wins after that. They'll play in Saskatchewan after that.
Two tough tests back to back.
Let me just take a quick peek. No, sorry, Regina. They go to Regina after that. And then they're home on October 27th against the Mount Royal Cougars. That's a Saturday game, folks. No Friday night game that week. Saturday and Sunday games. Saturday at 7 p.m., the Mount Royal Cougars are here for Super Spooky Saturday.
Ooh.
Come to the rink wearing your costume, and you're going to have a chance to win a bunch of good prizes.
Nice.
So if you're coming down to the rink for the women's hockey game on the 27th, be in costume. Kind of important.
be there, be spooktacular.
Spooktacular is right. So good on the Bisons. They're 2-0. They're the only 2-0 team in the conference right now.
Number one.
Everybody else is 1-1 unless your name is Calgary, who's 0-2. So not so good. Manitoba came out early U Sports ranking as well. They're number one in the in the country.
Yep.
Continuing on from where they were last year, and Alberta and Saskatchewan 7-8.
Well deserved. Everyone's well deserved in that top 10.
Solid setup in terms of everything that's going there. So Manitoba top team in terms of goal scoring right now. Also best team in terms of defense. They're tied with a couple other teams, only giving up 2 goals all weekend. So good for them in terms of getting everything off going on the right foot in terms of that hockey season. One other update we want to bring you. German Hockey League, the Deutsche Eishockey Liga.
Gotta talk about our buddy Brandon Reed.
We talked about the Krefeld Penguin finishing 14th out of 14 teams last year. Brandon said he's going to see what he can do about getting everything going. Brandon's team currently, after 8 games played, sitting in 6th place.
And only 2 points behind, we said?
No, they are four points behind Dusseldorfer, who they beat last week, who's number one in the league right now. 4 points behind. They do have a game in hand, though, on most other teams that are ahead of them. So maybe a chance here for
Brandon Reed.
Krefeld legitimately, if they win on Friday night, tomorrow night when they play, if they win, would be tied for third.
Brandon Reed points. Doing Brandon Reed things.
Brandon Reed is, if you want to talk winning in terms of a coach, Brandon Reed is redefining that.
Yeah, we might see him behind NHL bench.
You never know. Fantastic. If things go terrible in Montreal this year, I mean, they live in Montreal. Maybe there's a Brandon Reed connection there.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
We'll see what happens.
So good on the on the German Elite League Krefeld Penguins. They're doing fantastic in terms of getting everything going. We're almost out of time here, though, folks. We got about 2 minutes left here. I just want to remind everybody, Pledgerama coming up next week. If you want to go to that show tonight, West End Cultural Center starts at 7 p.m. We're gonna be handing out, or 8 p.m., excuse me. We're going to be handing out cake. We're going to be taking pledges. We're going to be giving you all sorts of stuff in terms of your pledge incentives. By all means, come on down, check out the concert. It's $5 to get in if you don't want to pledge, no big deal. All of that money going to Girls Rock Winnipeg. We're going to help out that charity with all the ticket sales tonight, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a busy week coming up next week. I'm doing a late night show on Saturday.
I'm going to stay up late.
1 to 3 a.m. That's way past my bedtime.
What are you calling the show?
I don't have a name for it yet.
Late night.
It could be the electro swing thing. I'm going to play some fun music.
Some electro swing music?
Some electro swing, yeah. It's a big setup in terms of... you know what? It's big in Western Europe, apparently. Hmm. There's a few composers in the U.S., and there's one guy in New Zealand who's really, really good. I'll talk all about this on Saturday, but it seems to be like an England, France, Germany, Austria, that kind of Western Europe kind of thing right now. So
cool,
yeah. So we'll talk all about that. It's going to be goofy. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have some good times with it. But a lot of cool stuff. There's some old songs that have been sort of transformed into new songs and all that kind of stuff or whatever. So
nice.
Let's do some good stuff on that. But Pledgerama coming up this week kicks off tomorrow officially on Thank God It's Free Range with Michael Elves. Make sure you tune in for that and tune in all week next week. There's going to be all sorts of cool shows on and great stuff going on. Going to turn it over to Skippy here in a few seconds. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, B?
We just appreciate you guys listening to us. And
absolutely. In terms of everything
thank you for it.
In terms of everything that's going on, we can't say thanks enough to everybody who supports UMFM. And we hope to see you at the concert. If not at the concert, come down to the station at some point this week, hopefully to pick up your prizing and your pledging and your incentives. With that, we are out here for another week. It's the Hockey Show here on 101.5. UMFM. Yeah.
get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. Don't give up.